My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's scammer will not let him get the last word in. And are we in an episode of I Have Love Lucy? Listen and enjoy.
I go, goodbye, whatever. That is all you could say because you know you played me the fool. And now I have a dead friend all over all this and a ruined life. Kudos. Well played.
Oh.
Now, you know every time Davin writes him back,
yeah,
I'm not, you know, you go, could get, that guy looks back down at the computer. Why, you son of a
I'm trying to get on the phone.
Go away.
Can't quit me.
Oh, not again. Yes. Why, you got, I had planes there. I would fly out to JFK, drive to wherever the hell you are. But, you know.
Yeah, every time he turns around, he's like, okay, we're done. Ding. Oh, you son of a...
Really? Am I? You know?
I'm clearly under this person.
So. Oh, my
yeah,
God.
So
this
badly.
Conversation should have been done 4 minutes ago. You keep pissing him off. And there's not like he, like I said, he looks down. Why, really? Am I? Yeah,
he's
son of a bitch.
He's got a stupid male pride going.
Yeah.
That's what he's got.
That's exactly what it is.
That's what it is.
That's exactly what it is. And he wants the last word. He's not going to let you have the last word. Jesus Christ, we're going to be doing this bit till 2018. You two guys have this pissing contest. Nobody's making a dime. The show's losing money. They're losing money. Nobody, you two don't give a shit. Do you want to keep going?
Yeah. It's no longer a regular part of the show. It's in the extra section.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, well, fuck you. It's like, well,
the bitch jumped the shark.
Yeah, I know. You said that 3 months ago. Well, fuck you.
I could just see me doing the editing next year. Joe, come to bed. I can't go to bed.
Well, who's going to be saying that to you?
I don't know. But...
They can sext from rooms in the same house.
Anyway.
Joe's flummoxed.
No. Well, all right. But you know what I'm saying.
Lisa says, twist the knife, Davin, and I'm killing myself laughing.
She goes, your blame game won't work on me this time around. I go, whatever helps you sleep.
Ooh. Oh, that would just kill me if somebody said that to me. Oh, God.
She goes, I never did anything to your friend. I go, I'm not going to rehash this together. I know a lot of things I never told you, and now you will never know, I guess. So be it.
Ooh.
She goes, you even told me you saw me in my child's pictures on dating sites. That is one of the most ridiculous things I've heard in my entire life.
This conversation was supposed to be over 4 minutes ago.
This bit was supposed to be over 9 months ago.
4 minutes ago. I'm telling you, he's not going to let you have the last...
At this point, he's probably thinking, I should let the stupid bitch handle him. I don't need this aggravation. My blood pressure, the cholesterol and the foo-foo, through the roof. Remember, that's one of the different things.
Yes,
I just want to eat my stupid kinky and fish, and I got this prick here.
Okay.
Where's the wife? I'm going to kick her. This is her fault.
And I'm going to hit her with a bone.
Just let him go. No, I'm not going to have a damn guilt complex for this asshole from the States. Where the hell do you get? I should have said goodbye 6 minutes ago.
This guy's writing back to you. I wish I could quit you.
And she's going, you see?
See what he does?
You
see?
Should have just written the porn.
Just start writing the porn already. Get it over with.
You can't get rid of this. Isn't
no.
what I was trying to tell you?
No.
She has to be there laughing her ass off.
She's breading the kinky in the other room right now.
When you are as dumb as they come. Really? You lambast me? You should have told him go to hell 6 minutes ago.
Ricky, what?
Lucy, I don't... Mito que quieres espíritu Davin, I know let them go. Hey Rick, what are you doing? I cannot get rid of him, Fred. Why don't I sit down? No, you don't know what to, Fred. I have to get to the club. I have to sit here and mess with him.
I don't remember Ricky being from Palestine, but
I'm having a problem with
it's late. It's fine.
Throat lately, so it's a little
cranky.
Okay.
It's fine.
I spent a little this morning talking.
Oh, I feel bad for the people listening. I go. I'm not going to rehash this together. I know a lot of things I never told you, and now you will never know. I guess so be it. She goes. You even told me you saw my child's picture on dating sites. I go. Fine. I go. I guess it's better to learn that you never loved me this way than by traveling across the globe to find out. You always said I was not a Mugu. Yet here we are. I thought that what we had was different. Here I am, just another piece of human wreckage left to try and pick up the pieces of what remains of a life. I wonder when you stopped loving me. Maybe you never loved me at all. I did love you. I did a lot of things to try and bring us together, but I guess it is cash or nothing. Funny thing is, I never even said no to sending you the money for rent. I was trying to think if there was a way. I could, but it did feel like your cold. I could, but I did feel your coldness, and now I know why.
Oh.
And that's that.
Oh.
And the funny thing is, on the clips that are going to be put up on iHeart this week, they're from November 13th of 2012. He's almost basically about 2 years old. And we're sitting here telling him, they're going through the same thing, and we're telling him that he's a living pain in the ass to the scammers.
Yes, yes. Can you read that last bit again, what you just said?
Okay, why?
No, just...
Want it to sink in?
Yes.
Okay, and there is something in there that I want you to make note of, which is true, which I point out. I go, I guess it's better to learn that you never loved me this way than by traveling across the globe to find out. You always said I was not a Moogoo, yet here we are. I thought what we had was different. Here I am, just another piece of human wreckage left to try and pick up the pieces of what remains of a life. I wonder when you stopped loving me. Maybe you never loved me at all. I did love you. I did a lot of things to try and bring us together. But I guess it is cash or nothing. Funny thing is, I never even said no to sending you money for rent. I was trying to think if there was a way. I could, but I did feel your coldness. Now I know why.
This is what I was getting. I wanted to make sure that you said what I thought you said, because I was typing in the chat at the same time. You said something about going over, but the way you going overseas to make sure, but the way you said it made it sound like you were planning on going over and visiting. Mm-hmm. But in your story, you said that you'd already gone over to visit.
But she wasn't there.
She wasn't there.
She wasn't there.
So it made it sound like you were coming over again. Is that what you were referring to?
Yes.
And I'm like, that would make me go, wait a minute, what are you talking about? That would, because I went, her? But I,
and also the thing that I thought would make her, her, as you said, is, I never did say no to sending the rent.
Yes, that's the other thing. It's like, Perk, wait a minute, he's still in the hole.
I never said
yes,
absolutely.
You never said no. No, I noticed that too. And I was like, wait a minute. She's just like, well, screw you. Well, another thing. But it's like, wait a minute. He didn't say no. Why are you throwing him away when he was on the cusp of trying to figure out how to give you the money? That's what it felt to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you for reading that again, because I wanted to make sure I was hearing what I was hearing.
Joe?
I think they blew it. I mean, being so curt and telling you to go away. But the funny thing is, I think the human elements got into it again, where they're not going to give you the last word.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.